KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 83. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 70. Cloudy skies tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, high temperatures reach up to 91. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. That June Rural Main Street Index from Creighton University sank into negative territory for the first time since September of 2020. The index goes from 0 to 100, growth territory of an index of 50 and above. Dr. Ernie Goss, co-creator of the survey, says June's reading of 49.8 is below growth neutral, a place the index hasn't seen for some time.
Inflation is a really big concern. Of course, the accompanying interest rate hikes, the Federal Reserve, of course, has increased in interest rates three times this year. They'll raise again in July. So that's pushing some numbers negative. The expectations, the confidence index dropped significantly for the month. And what we're seeing is housing is being negatively affected. The numbers in our survey are not as good as we've seen in previous months. Likewise, retail sales falling, not as good there. Of course, with a lot of the growth, or most of the growth we're seeing in retail sales is mostly from inflation.
Higher fuel prices are starting to take a toll on the rural economy.
Rural America and the midsection of the country, which we survey, that's big users of energy. Individuals, consumers drive further distances in this part of the country, but farmers are big users of diesel fuel, for example. Diesel fuel is now at the highest price ever in terms of diesel, and that's a big part of agriculture. Agriculture input prices are now growing, but luckily for the farmer, the prices of the output growing faster.
Despite the rising input costs, bankers who responded to the June survey say farm income still looking strong in 2022.
We asked the bankers to project income for 2022. Now, this is net farm income. They expect it to grow by between 12 and 13% from last year. So even though the costs are rising, revenues are rising faster, at least at this point in time. And of course, the costs are being passed along in the form of higher costs when the consumer goes to the grocery store.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office confirmed a man in his 30s died from his injuries in Wednesday night's motorcycle crash near East 71st Street South in Greenwich Road in Derby. The Sheriff's Office confirmed the motorcycle was the lone vehicle involved in the crash, reported a little before 10 p.m. In a statement issued Wednesday, Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt said he would like to focus on a plan to eliminate state income tax on Kansas's retirement benefits and savings. Schmidt cited data from moving companies that rank Kansas among the states with the highest outbound migration. Schmidt said departing retirees are a major cause of the outmigration. Schmidt said he also believes the reason people are leaving the state is the state's high tax burden. Washburn's Board of Regents meets today. It plans to approve issuing a request for proposals for a search firm to lead its presidential search effort. Dr. Jerry Farley announced he'll step down as president on September 30th of this year. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. For the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer. Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Two people were injured in an accident just after 11:30 a.m. Wednesday in Reno County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2000 L-23 Super Blanic glider piloted by a 15-year-old from Tulsa was making a turn toward the runway at the Sunflower Aerodrome Airport, 916 East Red Rock Road in Yoder. The pilot lost control and crashed into a field. EMS transported the teen and a passenger, 71-year-old Carl Halem of Adrian, Minnesota, to Hutchinson Regional Medical Center for treatment of minor injuries. After remaining in the moderate category for some time, Riley County has now entered into the high incidence category for COVID-19 cases. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment recorded 76 new COVID-19 cases in the county between June 11th and June 17th. This puts the county's incidence rate at 102.4, qualifying Riley County for the high incidence category with 100 or more cases per 100,000 people. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. In the housing census report for all three Crossroads locations in the Tri-Cities, the number of guests that have stayed at the shelter now since the beginning of the year have increased by 43% when compared to the same time frame last year. And Crossroads isn't the only shelter in the area seeing the effects of inflation. During the first quarter of this year, Hope Harbor in Grand Island was operating its shelter at 50 to 60% capacity. This quarter, 80 to 90% of the shelter rooms are full. Gearing police were dispatched to a house in reference to a physical disturbance. The altercation was between 47-year-old Cody Greeley and his wife. Court documents stated that Greeley's wife told officers that she was asleep in bed when her husband came into the bedroom and hit her in the head with an open hand, causing her to wake up. Court documents also stated that she explained to police that he also grabbed her hair, pulling it and pinning her head to the armrest of the couch. Greeley was arrested for domestic assault third degree. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth-wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers. You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build-your-own RVs. Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Frankfurt Development Trust was recently awarded an $82,000 Heritage Trust Fund grant through the Kansas Historical Society to be used toward preservation of the historic Frankfurt School Building. Cole Fredrickson was named athletic director at Marysville Junior Senior High at the recent USD 364 school board meeting. Fredrickson has been with the district for 15 years, serving as a teacher and head wrestling coach, and last year was named assistant principal, posts which he will also maintain. In addition, Ben Wartenberger will assume the post of head girls high school basketball coach following the resignation of Amy Renier. Wartenberger has 15 years previous experience as girls head coach at Remington High School, and he's taught in the district at Marysville since 2018. Marysville School Board, at their last meeting, accepted the resignations of Amy Renier as junior senior high special ed teacher and girls basketball coach, and Jamie Miniman as band director. They hired Paige Howard as an elementary teacher and approved transfer of Blake Nations to serve as instrumental music and band director. Community National Bank of Seneca is finalizing a merger with Vision Bank of Topeka, resulting in a combined $900 million institution with seven Kansas locations serving Seneca, Sabetha, Tonganoxie, Basser, Topeka, and Overland Park. Community National was founded by local investors in 1984 and has a division, C&B Custody, in Seneca that handles retirement account administration. Homestead Days in Beatrice run through Sunday with the kickoff Thursday evening, 5:30 till 8:30 downtown. Among many other events, a cruise night is planned Friday from 6 to 7:30 with the annual Jayhusker Swap Meet in the park Saturday and Sunday. Homestead Day's parade is Saturday morning at 10 with crafts and demonstrations from 10 to 4 and a car show Saturday afternoon, noon to 6. The full schedule is online at homesteaddays.com. Hanover Days of 49 kick off Thursday, continuing Friday and Saturday, with Moore's Greater Amusements operating each evening. Landall Company is providing free wristbands Thursday, 5:30 till 8:30, with rides 6 until 10 p.m.
Thursday, our friends at Landall are taking care of all of the rides that night. Free rides at the carnival that whole evening for anybody that wants to attend. They start at 6 o'clock. That's Thursday night, so that's all free rides all Thursday. And then there will be the ability to buy tickets or wristbands on Friday and Saturday.
Full details of all the events are on the Hanover Days of 49 Facebook page. Free entertainment each evening will include Angie Kreitz and the Polka Tunes Thursday, 6 until 10, with the Soul Preachers Friday and the Joker Band Saturday nights at 9. Parades are Friday at 6:30 and Saturday at 5:30, and a new event added this year is an open tractor show. Matt Jandra explains.
Everybody on the chamber was just discussing ways to kind of involve the community a little bit more, something fun, something kind of different that we might all enjoy checking out, and that was one of the ideas. So we're going to roll with the tractor show starting at noon on Friday.
Now, I guess anyone welcome, any stage, a tractor, restoration, whatever they want, right?
That's kind of what we decided was if you have something that you want to show, bring it on out, and we're going to let it be entered into the show and let everybody walk around and see what's there. If you somehow miss the tractor show on Friday, you have no reason to miss it on Saturday because it is all day.
Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities Friday, June 24th. This distribution is for anyone that feels they need food, no income requirements in place. They have lots of frozen food and some boxes of dry foods that will be handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center Friday, June 24th, beginning at 8 a.m. This, again, is for anyone in Marshall County needing food. For additional information, contact the Agency on Aging office at 562-5522. Faye K. Downey, age 75, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Monday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Faye Downey. Marjorie A. Bergman, age 93, of Lillis, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Lillis. Burial in the church cemetery. Family will greet friends Monday, 6 until 8 p.m. at the church. Rosary at 7. Campanella Stewart, funeral home of Wamego, in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Bergman. Audrey L. Searcy, age 86, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 6 until 7:30. Laughlin Hove funeral home in charge of arrangements for Louise Searcy.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine early on today, then a chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout the afternoon and overnight. With our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the mid-80s and mid-90s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 80s throughout Missouri. Showers and thunderstorms become likely overnight tonight, with our lows in the mid to upper 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. More showers possible throughout the day on Friday, with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower to mid-90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the mid-80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. More showers will be possible throughout Friday night and Saturday before clearing up throughout early Sunday morning. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June, 88. Record high on this date, 106. The average low 66 and the record low 47. Sunset this evening 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:02.
The Heartland becomes the sea of corn this time of year, and we take an in-depth look at the nation's biggest crop on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 23rd, the 174th day of the year. Actress Frances McDormand has a birthday along with Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. If you drive through the Corn Belt this time of year, you'll notice that knee-high by the 4th of July is no longer the true measure of a healthy corn crop. These days, advanced hybrids are typically shoulder height or better by the 4th. And here are some other fascinating corn facts to chew on. Corn is actually a type of grass, and scientists say the oldest ears of corn were tinier than the baby corn you find at the salad bar. What about popcorn? There's evidence that cave dwellers were cooking and enjoying popcorn as early as 5,000 years ago. Few clues were left about the movies they were watching at the time. There is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
When severe weather approaches our listening area, count on KNDY for severe storm coverage. Teaming our local resources with the weatherology meteorologists and the National Weather Service, we'll keep you ahead of the storm. Stay safe, stay informed. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDYradio.com, and our free mobile apps, which you can download for either Android or Apple devices. Thanks to our severe weather sponsors.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction. If Mother Nature decides to give the exterior of your home a makeover, you know it's time to call Schoen's Roofing in Beatrice. With over 10 years of experience and work backed up by a 10-year workmanship warranty, Schoen's promises a clean and timely experience, with most jobs being completed that day. For a consultation, repair, or renovation to protect your investment this storm season, call Anthony and the team at 402-520-7121.
From the ground up, Midwest Products Hanover can assist with concrete drives, parking, walks, entries, foundations, and support walls. Quality people help produce quality products, and you can rely on their crews for a job done right. Concrete plants at Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Midwest Products also haul rock, sand, and gravel. They have a crane for rent, and can assist with site preparation. Start your next job with a call for a quote today from Midwest Products at Hanover.
Sheer Quality Furniture invites everyone to Beatrice Homestead Days for a parade, rib fest, live entertainment, car show, and much more. It starts June 22nd, so come on out and have some fun. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice. When you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available. Blue Valley Door Company invites listeners and their families to Homestead Days in Beatrice starting June 22nd. Come on out and have some fun. Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice. We service and install all styles of doors and openers. Seamless guttering as well for farm, industrial, and residential doors and openers.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports two-time All-Big 12 first-team selection Dean Wade will suit up for the Cleveland Cavaliers next season. The Cavs exercised the former Cats' fourth-year team option Wednesday night. Wade appeared in 51 games and started 28 of those for Cleveland last year, averaging just over 5 points a game and nearly 3 rebounds a game. Former KU star Sharon Collins is already adding to his coaching staff for the upcoming year. Collins was announced as the new head coach on June 8th at Free State High School in Lawrence. Collins will be hiring his former teammate at Kansas, Tyshawn Taylor, to his staff. Taylor was a four-star prospect in 2008 and stayed with the Jayhawks until 2012. Taylor was a first-team All-Big 12 pick and a third-team All-American in 2012, where he averaged over 16 points and nearly 5 assists a game. He also went on to be drafted by the Nets in 2012. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. For the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer. Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
In about a month, the Aftershocks will open the $1 million winner-take-all the basketball tournament with a first-round game against We Are D3, a team comprised of former Division III players at Coke Arena. If Wichita State's alumni team wins that game on July 22nd, that's when things get a little interesting. The top-seeded Aftershocks would play a team of former Oklahoma State players or a team of Texas Tech alumni. Also in the bracket, a potential third-round matchup for the Aftershocks is Purple and Black, a team of ex-K-State stars. Tickets for the Kansas City Chiefs training camp are available now, starting today and going through Thursday, August 18th. The Chiefs will be in St. Joseph, Missouri at the Missouri Western State Campus for their 12th year as they prepare for the season. A majority of practice sessions are free, but a select few sessions will require a $5 entry fee or be exclusive for season ticket members. To get your Kansas City Chiefs training camp tickets, go to chiefs.com/tickets. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Raising cattle is a business, and when your business needs a financial resource, we're a good company to call on. As your ag banking resource, we've gained a lot of experience over the years, working with local producers, lending a hand. Talk to us. You'll be raising your livestock in good company. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
CJ Express is convenient for you with three locations. CJ West in Marysville and Frankfort offer Hunt Brothers Pizza with all toppings, no extra charge. Crispy and delicious Bird Shack fried chicken and a selection of sandwiches, salads, as well as grab-and-go hot food options that meet your taste. Drop by, call in, order online, or download their super convenient mobile app. Local delivery is available, too, and always count on Sinclair quality gasoline at all three locations, with diesel, too, at CJ Express East in Marysville and Frankfort.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringsdorf. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and more. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
Holes, hollows, and cavities in tree trunks and branches make great homes for wildlife. They may, however, be a reason for concern when they occur on the trees in your landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Tree cavities are typically the result of decay that occurs after a tree is injured. Improper pruning cuts, topping of trees, storm damage, or injuries to the tree's trunk are often the cause. Trees often produce sufficient healthy wood around the cavity to support the tree and continued growth. Don't clean out the cavity or drill holes in the bottom of the hollow to allow water to drain. This can further speed the decay, damaging healthy portions of the tree. If the tree is near a building or areas used by people, have it checked by a certified arborist. They have the training and equipment to determine if the tree is safe and strong enough to remain. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Heaster & Associates will conduct a large two-day live auction June 25th and 26th at the fairgrounds in Syracuse, Nebraska. Numerous antiques, including furniture, kitchen and household, crocks, advertising items, and primitives, glassware, a very large assortment of antique hand tools, and children's metal toys and games, plus guns and ammo, trading cards, hit-and-miss motors, and miscellaneous. See the sale bill online, goeaster.com. Two sale rings both days, Saturday and Sunday, June 25th and 26th, at the Kimmel Arena on the Otoe County Fairgrounds at Syracuse. Sale conducted by Easter & Associates, goeaster.com online.
As settlers moved from east to west across this continent, they were looking for the best route to reach the Pacific coast. Each option had its opportunities and challenges, but this route showed promise. Mostly avoided hostile tribes and treacherous mountains. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
As settlers moved from east to west, they were looking for the best route to reach the Pacific coast. Boating around South America or a portage across Panama were long, hard trips. Overland across the central part of the country meant crossing tall mountain ranges and perhaps encountering hostile tribes.
So a third route, the Southern Overland Trail, developed from San Antonio to El Paso to Sacramento. The longest of all the routes, but the safest. This is where you cross the Rockies, out here in the Big Bend. You didn't even have to cross the Sierra Nevadas.
Matt Walter shares the story of that southern route to California from the Museum of the Big Bend in Alpine, Texas.
Native Americans that were kind of in your way were the Apaches. And the Apaches never had the numbers like the Sioux, the Crow, the Cheyenne. As far as we can tell, the largest group of Apache warriors ever assembled was less than 100. So the wagon trains ended up being escorted out of San Antonio by Army soldiers, and then the Army built a series of forts along that Overland Trail.
One of the best preserved of those early forts is nearby Fort Davis, today a National Historic Site.
Fort Davis was the first Anglo settlement in all of West Texas. The Civil War would be fought, the fort would be abandoned. 2 years after the Civil War, the Army is going to come back out and reman the fort.
The men who occupied that fort were a part of some important and historic units in the military.
Most of that period of the fort, the soldiers will be black soldiers. During the Civil War, about 300,000 blacks fought for the Union Army, and then the Army massively downsized, but they kept four black units. The 9th and 10th Cav and the 24th and 25th Infantry. members of all those will be stationed out here in Fort Davis.
Today, you can visit Fort Davis, as well as other forts heading west from San Antonio that have been restored to the days just after the Civil War. Driving the countryside in Alpine, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Great entertainment all three nights of the Hanover Days of 49, featuring Angie Kreitz and the Polka Tunes Thursday night, the Soul Preachers Friday beginning at 9, and the Joker Band Saturday with fireworks after dark. It's great free entertainment, plus full concessions, the hamburger stand, the beer garden will be open each evening, and the carnival rides with games and concessions in full operation. Don't miss the Days of 49 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Your invitation from Hanover Electric brings home comfort to you. They're your authorized Lennox home comfort dealer, Hanover Electric. Hanover Hospital and the Warren Clinic, caring for the community's health care needs. Duas Automotive, an Auto Value Certified Service Center. Quality work by professionals at Duas Automotive. And Googs in Hanover, a great place to unwind. With a full menu, drinks, and cold beer, follow their specials on Facebook at Googs in Hanover.
Looking to buy a horse for your family? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The right horse will bring a lot of joy, but also be prepared to accept many responsibilities as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our Exact Emerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If I bought a horse, I would look for one that was as gentle and startle-free as possible. No high-strung horses for me. But to be honest, I really don't have the time to care for one. First of all, they live a long time. Many horses live 25 years or more, so it's not something you buy on a whim. There are specific shelter requirements, and you'll have the costs of hay, feed, and veterinary care. Dr. Kimberly May with Purina says the number one rule, especially if buying your first horse, is making sure it's well-trained for your needs and riding experience.
It's very heartbreaking to see somebody buy a horse and they fall in love with it and the horse is either not trained significantly enough that they can safely ride this horse or it can't do what they need it to do. The worst case scenario is somebody who buys a horse that is just uncontrollable for them. It's a very good way to get yourself hurt or killed if you buy a horse that its temperament is not suited to your needs.
You have to trust that the person you're buying the animal from will tell you the truth about its quirks and personality. A horse needs a solid, even attitude toward you and other members of the family. Once you've found the horse that suits you on the outside, you've got to check it on the inside, too, with a pre-purchase exam done by a veterinarian. If this important step is bypassed, you could be in for some disappointment.
Finding out after you get it that that horse is too lame to do something that you wanted to do with it, or it's got a disease that is either expensive or untreatable or is something that's going to cause them a poor quality of life. And so you've invested your money and your heart into this horse, and now you've got a horse that isn't going to be able to do what you want it to do or maybe not be able to live the life that you want it to live.
Educate yourself about the horse buying process at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Continuing our series on improving nutrition by improving soil health, today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
We are what we eat, and we'd eat better if crops were grown in healthier soils. That's the premise of a new book called What Your Food Ate, co-author and biologist Ann Biclay.
There's not a lot of good news stories out there about the environment, and to me what's sort of so inspiring is that we changed this one thing on this planet, and that is the quality of the soil on agricultural lands, and you touch so many other aspects of the environment, from water to air to people's livelihoods to human health. Really, there's no regrets about improving soil health.
The book stresses the use of regenerative agriculture practices to restore soil health. Beclay's husband and co-author, David Montgomery, says the key to that is organic matter.
The amount of organic matter and the degree to which life in the soil is cycling that organic matter. You can think of organic matter as essentially the currency that's driving the, for want of a better term, the underground economy in the soil, what keeps life going and moving things around.
Tomorrow, the last in this series on the book, What Your Food Ate, is a call to action on soil health. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Congressman Ron Kind talks about tackling some of the supply chain issues and how it's a top priority right now with lawmakers seeking ways to fix those supply chain issues nationwide. And that includes the Ocean Shipping Reform Act that was recently signed by the Biden administration. As they say, just 9 companies dominate Trans-Pacific shipping, and they naturally have a monopoly, and that increases shipping rates by near 1,000% over the last 12 months.
But what's most infuriating right now is they bring those loaded cargo ships over from China to our ports on the West Coast. And many times these shipping companies are sending those cargo containers back empty without U.S. goods and products on it. And we're saying with this legislation that we passed, no more, that they're going to have to load up those American exports. A lot of it is agriculture exports heading to China if they're going to be sending those ships back out west. So it was long overdue. I'm glad we were able to meet with this bipartisan legislation. President Biden has been calling for this for some time.
He goes on to say part of the supply chain conversation, reducing dependence on other countries for specific reasons. Another bill addresses microchip availability here in the U.S.
Part of that is what President Biden has been talking about, insourcing these jobs, insourcing these manufacturing facilities. So we're more reliant on ourselves for what we need. We're working on a bill called American Competes right now, which would make major investments in the microchip industry of the United States. We're so dependent on foreign countries for our basic microchip and microprocessor supply. The world runs on that now. It's the modern economy. And so we're trying to figure out ways to make sure the incentives are in place. We have that production capability in the United States.
Finally, he says lawmakers are working on other ways to reduce the bottlenecks with the supply chain.
We've reduced the port waiting time to unload ships on the East and West Coast by eightfold within the last 8 months. We've made tremendous progress there.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey, Wichita, Joe Conan here, general manager at Midwest Kia. I brought in some experts, my kids, to find out what people love about their Midwest Kia. Sawyer, what do you like best about Mom's Kia Telluride?
Probably the entertainment system, but it also has a lot of space for us, and I don't get car sick in the third row like a lot of other cars.
So, technology, space, and a great ride. I think you nailed it. Dad drives home a lot of Kias, right, Hayes? What's your favorite?
The EV6.
What do you like so much about the EV6, buddy?
It runs on electricity, which is good for the earth, and it looks really cool.
Sounds like good reasons to me. Gentry, who's your favorite person at Midwest Kia?
You, Gaggy.
Well, I like that answer. Kids, what do we tell our friends' parents?
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
You heard it straight from the experts. There are tons of reasons to love your Midwest Kia. Midwest Kia.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView. For no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Supreme Court denied a petition from Monsanto today to review a federal appeals court ruling that found the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act does not preempt state tort law claims. More than 100,000 such claims alleging exposure to Roundup caused cancer have been settled, but more than 30,000 wait in the wings. Monsanto, acquired by Bayer in 2018, is the legal entity that filed the petition. At least 4 justices must vote to accept a petition for it to review. More specifically, the question raised by Monsanto was whether states can put language on a pesticide label that differs from the federal label. Monsanto and its supporters argue that FIFRA expressly prohibits any requirements for labeling or packaging in addition or those different than required by FIFRA. Monsanto was not done in court, though. Another petition seeking a review of a California Supreme Court decision in a similar case is pending, and the court will discuss it at a conference set for June 23rd. Farmland prices continued to rise in 2022 after significant increases last year. During the last few months, top prices that paid for good cropland reached up to $25,000 in Illinois and Iowa, $13,000 to $14,000 in Nebraska and Missouri, and up to $15,000 in North and South Dakota. A lot of land sells for less than these prices, but the high ones catch one's attention. Auctions led the market activity in late 21 and early this year, with more sales and higher prices, and the amount of land that was sold by groups like Farmers National and others by auction during the fall and spring was up dramatically over the same time a previous year. The number of sales slowed during the first 4 months of 2022 to an average or slightly below the pace in recent years. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Some landowners find a big surprise when they're clearing their land. We'll tell you what to do if you unearth an old cemetery on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Generations ago, when loved ones passed away in the country, they were usually buried on their farmstead. The sites were hardly ever recorded at the local deed office, so as time went on, the families dispersed and many rural graveyards were forgotten. Michael Trinkley is the director of a foundation in South Carolina that helps people through the process of handling such a discovery. If you find a burial ground in your property, nearly every state requires you to notify law enforcement first to determine whether it was a crime scene. He says if you choose to have the remains moved to another location, most states do this in one of two ways.
The most common is that the cemetery is advertised for 30 days asking descendants to come forward and make arrangements to move the cemetery. Most often, the cost of moving the bodies is borne by the property owner. A few states have a slightly different requirement where it's actually viewed as an archaeological project and moved by archaeologists.
The other option is to leave it be and work around it.
Now that, of course, requires that you actually determine what the boundaries are. And in many states, it requires that you develop some memorandum of agreement, some legal document specifying that you will, in fact, preserve the cemetery. You will, in fact, leave it alone in perpetuity.
No matter which option you choose, do it respectfully because it's illegal to desecrate a cemetery. I'm Jody Henke. Read more about burial grounds on private property at agriculture.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a like-new one-owner trade-in 2021 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD High Country Edition pickup. 20,000 miles on this like-new truck ready to roll. They have a 2019 Chevy Traverse, 31,000 miles, and a 2017 GMC Acadia priced under $20,000 at the Nordis Motor Company.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Thursday today. Markets wrapping up in a little bit, but pretty consistent on the board today. Grains are still mostly lower on the day. Livestock is mixed right now with live cattle down, feeder cattle up. As we go through the day, we'll see how we close a little bit later. In the corn market, though, they've been pretty consistent on the day. July corn's down 20 cents at 7.48, even a bushel. September corn's down 36 and three quarters at 6.65 and a quarter. And the wheat market, July KC wheat's down 28 and three quarter cents right now at 10.10 and a half. With September in the red, 28 and three quarter cents to 10.17 even. Soybean market, they've taken the biggest hit throughout the day today as July beans are still down 59 and a half cents. Now down 60 cents at 15.92 and three quarters. August also down 56 and a half to 17.07 and a half. In the meal market, July soybean meals down 4.30 at 4.28.10. And the oil in the red, $2.73 at 67.93. Cotton market, they've taken a hit as well. The July has definitely taken a jump over the last hour or so. July cotton's down $7 right now at 136.32. October's in the red, $6.35. At 108.31, and the oats market with July in the red, 28 and a quarter at 5.93 and a half. Quick look in the live cattle market is June's down 30 cents at 135.82. The August in the red, 75 cents at 134.17. Feeder cattle, a little bit of green here right now as August is up $1.90 at 175.05. September in the green by $1.65 at 176.95. And the lean hogs are down in the red, $2.95 at 108.90 overall. U.S. dollar index for the day today, they've had a bit of a roller coaster week back and forth right now. September index is up 30 cents in the green at 104.28. We have 30-year bonds in the green by a point at 137.90. 10-year notes are up just slightly at 117 at 26. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
A new product with a unique label is slowly being released on the market. And K-State beef cattle nutritionist Philip Lancaster, associated with the Beef Cattle Institute, tells producers what they need to know about this new product.
So there's a new product out called Lubebegron that is labeled to reduce ammonia emissions from feedlots. It's not labeled for improvement in animal weight gain or feed efficiency or any animal performance metrics. It is specifically labeled for reducing ammonia emissions and that alone. There are some studies that point to improvements in weight gain and carcass weight and feed efficiency, but not all studies do. And so it is not labeled for that.
Philip goes on to explain the reasoning behind why this product is not suggested to be fed in conjunction with other potentially fed feedlot products.
Another thing that producers should know that it is a beta agonist slash antagonist, and so it works in somewhat of a similar way as the products ractopamine and zopatterol in that it boosts lean growth through those mechanisms. And so the question for producers that they're going to be interested, can I feed this product along with those other products? And right now the company is saying no. Pretty good reason, because you're going to be using one of those other products, ractopamine or zopatterol, that are agonists, or they stimulate the beta receptors, And then this product is an antagonist that shuts down those receptors. And so basically you would negate the effect of both products and get no benefits whatsoever.
Lancaster goes on to explain the reasoning behind why this product is not suggested to be fed in conjunction with other potentially fed feedlot products.
I mean, I think they're going to be used. I think from a beef industry perspective and consumer perception that what we do to improve our environmental impact or reduce our environmental impact is going to be looked upon very favorably. The interesting thing is that the way this product works, there's already a couple other products on the market that would do the same thing, except they don't have this label claim of reducing ammonia emissions. And so that's the big difference, I think, in my mind.
Supplying producers with information on a uniquely labeled new feedlot product, that was Philip Lancaster, a beef cattle nutritionist here at K-State. More from Lancaster can be found on the Beef Cattle Institute's podcast, Cattle Chat. The podcast can be found on their website, which is ksubci.org.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.